Blog Talk Radio.
Right. And she's expecting our call, right?
On doing great things for me. If I had 10,000 tongues, certainly I would praise him with everyone. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that work within us. Unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. He keeps on doing great things. We decree it and we declare today, and that usually we reserve that for the benediction, but we believe God's blessings are good at the beginning or the end, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the first and the last. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. It is in him that we live, move, and have our being, and so we praise him We give him glory. We give him honor for doing great things in our lives. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. And certainly we are glad to be here. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are tuned in to Global Gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Tell your family, your friends, your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. That is how you can reach us. We are also on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. And certainly if you visit us on our Facebook page, or if you visit us on our Tumblr page, or if you visit us on our Twitter page, there's a direct link to our shows, and all you have to do is look for the Global Gospel page. Our call-in number in studio, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we would like to hear from you on today as well, 619-924-0800. We want to shout out our sponsors on today, Abyssinia, Third Lounge, Brother Ryan Wilson, MP3 Enterprise, Marlon Townsend, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, LLC, Sister Lois Glenn Carter. We shout out Nevaeh's Cake Creations on today, Malini's Factory on today. We shout out all of you, our listeners on today, the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Cox family, the Furman family, the Allen family, the Thompson family, the Hernandez family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, the Bowers family, the Watts family. Thank God for you, you, and you. And certainly if I didn't call your name, we give God glory, honor, and praise for you in sharing with ministry with us today. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, to you and you and to you. Praise God for you. For those that are listening around the world, those here in the United States, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, Maryland, California, Florida, Michigan, Illinois, thank God for you. For those that are in Brazil and Spain and South Africa, Germany, Australia, Japan, India, Congo, Namibia, Italy, Germany, thank God for you, 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 and you all around the world. I can't call you all, but thank God for you, you, and you. And certainly we want you to leave us on our Global Gospel Blog Talk page and let us know that you are listening in. And certainly we do have great things lined up for you on today. Certainly there is something said each and every week that we are sure helps everyone along the way. We want you to, if you would like to contact Global Gospel, you can contact us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can email Global Gospel, globalgospel17@gmail.com. And so we will be looking forward to hearing from you in some form or fashion here at Global Gospel. Well, for those of you that have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, you perhaps don't know what our theme scripture here is, but our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And I'm sure that many of you know it by heart by now. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So on today, we come with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We come with good news and glad tidings. We came to let you know that the Lord is here. And certainly we came to let you know that Jesus is here. He's here today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and to set you free. We came to let you know that if you walk upright, there is no good thing that the Lord will not withhold from you, that the gospel is for the rich, it's for the poor, it's for the black, it's for the white, it's for those that are down and out, those that are oppressed, those that are in the struggle, those of you that are stuck between a rock and a hard place, if you're battling a habit or addiction, if you have stress in your life, if you don't know which way to turn, if you don't know what decision to make, the gospel is here on today to heal you, to free you, to set you on the right path. It is comprehensive. If you have a financial need on today, the Lord's word will help you because the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So you belong to God on today, and all you have to do is surrender to his will and to his way and tell the Lord yes. And certainly your life will be changed, and it's possible because Christ lived and died for our sins, and he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So Lord, today we're thankful for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And certainly we do have a special guest that will be sharing with Global Gospel in just a few minutes. So we want you to stay tuned, and once again, know that all our shows are archived, and certainly we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. So those are all our platforms, and certainly I'm sure you can reach out to us on one of those platforms, and certainly tell your family, friends, and neighbors. You can like our page, share our page, and comment on our page. Well, we started out with LaShawn Pace, and he keeps doing great things for me, and I believe that on today. But right now, certainly we're going to shift gears as we prepare for our special guest today. And certainly this next selection comes from William Murphy, and it simply says, "You reign." Stay tuned and be blessed.
My God reigns. My God reigns. Our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Lord, you reign above every name. Yeah. Sing, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Sing, our God reigns, y'all.
Our God reigns.
Sing, Lord, you reign above every name.
Come on, say with power and majesty.
Power and majesty. Dominion, authority. You reign.
Sing it again with power.
With power and majesty. Dominion, authority. You reign.
Come on, let's score right here.
Oh, sing, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Sing, our God reigns.
Our God reigns.
Tell him, Lord, you reign.
Every name.
Yeah, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Sing,
bless you. We are back. You are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. And our special guest is here in studio with us today. Say hello, special guest.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. I'm glad that you're able to share with us on this Saturday afternoon and take time out of your busy schedule. For those of you that didn't catch the voice, tell our listeners who you are.
I am Kiki of Kiki's Chicken and Waffles, located in Columbia, South Carolina.
All right. Well, we thank you, Kiki of Kiki's Chicken and Waffles in Columbia, South Kakalaki, South Carolina. Amen. So thank you for sharing with us on today. And certainly the selection, the song that our listeners have been listening to is You Reign, William Murphy. And I let our guests pick their own introduction song. Tell us why you picked that song on today.
Well, William Murphy is definitely one of my favorite gospel artists. But the song You Reign, I mean, it's that song just, it just speaks to me with everything that I do. I put God first in everything. And so, you know, the lyrics that he says, you know, over my circumstances, giving me another chance, he reigns because he's just the number one in my life, and any and everything that happens, or, you know, we go through the trials and tribulations with business, with personal, he reigns. He's able to do any and everything that we need him to do. We just keep him first. And that's one of the things that I trust in him from day one, in any and everything that we do. You know, I put him first, and I just love the song so much. So that's why I chose it.
Awesome. That is certainly an awesome testimony and personal testimony of what God has done for you, and certainly what he can do for others, because certainly he does reign, because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So tell us a little bit about yourself before we know that you are an entrepreneur, but give us a little background information.
So I am from Charleston, South Carolina. A lot of people ask me, well, how did I get, you know, why did I make Columbia my home? I actually made Columbia my home. I went to USC and graduated from there, and was working in Columbia area. And that's where I met my husband at the time. He was my boyfriend. We started, you know, just brainstorming, saying that we wanted to open up a restaurant, and you know, we didn't know exactly what type of restaurant we wanted to open, and we decided to go with the chicken and waffle spot after we visited Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles in Atlanta. And, you know, we stood in line for 2 hours, and, you know, when we started thinking, like, wow, 2 hours to get inside a chicken and waffle spot. We really need to bring this to South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. And when we got back in town, we, you know, we started to put things on paper, started to brainstorm, started to, you know, try to find a location. And, you know, we just went with that. And, you know, we had a dream, and we just didn't let it, you know, go to bed by, you know, just not going for it in that the goal that we have. And we have one son. His name is Tyler. And we've been in business since August 18, 2012. So it's going on 9 years, and we wouldn't trade it in for anything. We enjoy what we do.
Wow, certainly. That is a blessing that you've been at this for so long. And I went to Atlanta. I didn't wait for 2 hours, online 2 hours to visit Gladys Knight's place, because when I went, it happened to be a holiday weekend, and it was closed.
Wow.
So I missed that opportunity and that wait, but I heard the wait was really long. That's an awesome and interesting story. So is this something that you started off in life to do, say, oh, I'm going to open up a restaurant? Or it wasn't until you just started brainstorming with your husband?
wanted to, I always wanted to open up my own restaurant. Because I enjoy cooking. My mom, my grandmother, they always had me in the kitchen helping. So I was learning everything from them. And that's how I came up with our menu ideas from just, you know, that low country, food. That's basically how I came up with our menu. And, you know, my husband, you know, when we started saying that we wanted to open up our business, I was working at a local restaurant here in Columbia. So I knew the ins and outs of running a restaurant. We didn't know what type of restaurant, and that's when we made that trip to Atlanta, and that's how we got the idea of the chicken and waffles. And, you know, we heard about Roscoe's, and we heard about Amy Ruth's in New York. So we knew about other places having the chicken and waffle spot, and we just went with it. But I always had that dream of opening up a restaurant, but just didn't think that it was going to happen, but it did.
Okay, awesome. So Kiki's Chicken and Waffles is located in Columbia, South Carolina. And what are those locations?
So we are located off of Park Lane. It's 7001 Park Lane Road. And then we have a location off of Bower Parkway. And it's 1260 Bower Parkway, Suite A8, next to the movie theater. We also have a food truck. And then we also have a stand inside the Colonial Life Arena where the Gamecocks basketball teams play, and also where concerts are held in Columbia, South Carolina.
Wow, sounds like you're doing a lot of great things. You and your family are doing a lot of great things in Columbia and surrounding areas. And so tell us, what are some of the lessons that you have learned along the way about being a entrepreneur?
Oh, man. For one, things are not going to be perfect. You know, the perfectionist that I prove or think I am, you know, being an entrepreneur, that just goes out of the window. You can try to be a perfectionist, but I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be perfect. And when I say perfect, you know, you can have everything planned out. You know, you got your staff on the schedule to come in, or you know, everything is working fine and boom, something happens. You know, the freezer goes out, or, you know, you have someone that doesn't come in because something happened in their family, or, you know, you have a busted pipe that you got to take care of. So that's one of the main lessons that I've learned. Another lesson that I've learned is being able to network with people. Because you never know who you may meet, you know, in this business. And I've learned that, you know, I can't be that introvert person of not, you know, just kind of being to myself. I've met so many people that have helped me along the way, and I appreciate them so much. And then also building up a relationship to get a mentor, because you're not going to learn everything off of the internet or just reading books. You got to be able to learn from someone who's been in the business, because they know exactly, you know, how it is. And that's one thing that I've done is built relationships to obtain a mentor to help me along the way.
Awesome. So I think that is an important factor that you mentioned, that you can't get everything from a textbook.
Mm-mm.
And
no,
so,
kid.
So who has been some of your greatest influences as you've been learning along the way? And you said, as you mentioned, that everyone should get a mentor.
So for one, his name is Richard. He is the operating partner for one of the restaurants that I worked at. He basically helped us in so many ways by answering questions that we needed, you know, answers of from, and just being able to call him up and ask, hey, where do I get this from, and, you know, what not to do, why don't I buy new equipment for my restaurant, and, you know, just learning those aspects of the business. You know, you don't need to buy new equipment because, you know, the wear and tear of it is just not worth it. So just getting different advice on that, it was definitely awesome. And then also too, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so learning stories, hearing stories of famous people really has helped me so much because, you know, we look at the TVs and we hear the radios and we hear stories of how these people do this and do that, and we don't know what they went through to get to where they're at. And,
true,
you know, it's just so many different stories from Oprah to Kevin Hart to, you know, people who, you know, basically didn't make it from day one saying, okay, I want to be a comedian or I want to be a newscaster. They had to go through so much. And just hearing stories of how they made it or how, you know, how they made it to where they are really has helped me to kind of basically say, okay, I can't give up. I have to keep going. And, you know, before we started the restaurant, we got so many no's in the beginning from the banks, from people who were in the restaurant business saying, oh, no, this is not a good time to open up a restaurant, or the restaurant is not a good business. And so if we would have listened to them, we definitely would not have Keke's Chicken and Waffles. And so that's one thing I always say, you know, when I keep God first and go to him first before you go to a man, that's one of the things I never leave and never forget.
Wow. And so it sounds like your faith has definitely been tested along this journey. I'm sure that's worthy of a book in itself.
Yes. My parents kept me in the church, and I've always, and I'm still in the church. You know, I make sure that I stay in my word and read my Bible and know that God is able. You know, when things get tough, I'll get on my knees and pray to God because he's the one that has all the answers. And, you know, when you start to, you know, get stressed out because no business is easy at all. You know, and just talking to him and just meditating on his word definitely has helped me along the way, and I continue to do that.
Awesome. Well said. So I know everybody's, we've heard you mention that about the menu, said about Low Country. Now, I'm sure not everybody, because they're listening from around the world, is familiar what Low Country is. So how about you explain to us a little bit about the cuisine?
Okay. So, of course, we have the chicken and waffles, but when we developed the menu, we wanted to have a mixture of items on our menu so many people can, you know, if they didn't like chicken and waffles, they have other items to choose from. So I wanted to have a variety. And so the Low Country, I'm from Charleston, which they call the Low Country of South Carolina. So my main item I definitely had to have on that meat was shrimp and grits. And we don't have the traditional shrimp and grits with just grits and shrimp and, you know, onions. We add gravy to it. So you hear someone say Low Country shrimp and grits, expect brown gravy to be in that shrimp and grits. We have salmon patties and grits. These are items that I grew up having. My grandmother still cooks to this day. Fish and grits, French toast and wings. We have the salmon patty, the sausage patties. We have the bacon. We have smothered chicken, smothered pork chops. And also, too, with our menu, we didn't have soul food when we started out. We just basically added soul food to our menu because so many people were asking about soul food when we first opened, and we was like, you know what, we need to add that to our menu. And so that's when we added the mac and cheese, collard greens, cornbread muffins. We added that actually probably maybe 3 years into our business, because when you start out with a restaurant, you don't want to have a very big menu because, for one, if you don't have the space, you don't want to have a large menu. And then two, you want to make sure that your staff or your cooks can be able to keep up with the menu. And so it's much easier when you have a smaller menu. And once we kind of grew, that's when we listened to our customers and added more to the menu.
Wow. That is, I think everybody's stomach is growling now. I think we're ready for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All at the same time. But it sounds like an extensive menu. And as you come from a place with rich culture, Charleston, and we know that, I mean, it's everybody's celebrating Juneteenth, and certainly Charleston was one of the major entry points for slaves as they entered the United States. But, I mean, that's another story. But certainly there's so much rich history, culture, and cuisine from the Low Country. And thank God that you're able to share a little bit of that history through food. And certainly that's just another platform to share love with the world. And certainly if you cook food and you don't put any love in it, then it's not good at all. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. Right. I agree.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a brief break, and we're going to come back, and you may have some questions, some comments. You may want to know something about starting a business while Kiki is online with us here. Our number is 619-924-0800. She's live in studio today, and she stepped away from the pots and the pans in the kitchen just to share with us her story, and she's going to come back and give us some shout-outs. All right? So this song says, "It Keeps Happening for Me," Kiara shares. Stay tuned.
I won't apologize, no more feeling guilty about this girl. Just lift your hands and go with me here and I say, I accept your blessing. I trust you with my future. Cause your way of life, come on, sing it, is the best thing for me. We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it.
Happening for me and to me. Open doors everywhere. Well, you're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our studio guest today is Kiki Cyrus of Kiki's Chicken and Waffles there in Columbia, South Carolina, with several locations. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Give us a shout out on today. So, Kiki, you have several locations, so the decision to go from one location to multiple locations, how did that come about?
So, you know, you definitely have to do it in the right timing because you don't want to move too quick, because if you move too quick, you know, you're not able to keep up. And so how it happened, you know, we started out a very small location. It was probably about 3,000 square footage place. And basically we found that location, our realtor brought it to our attention, and we started out there. Then we wanted to get a food truck because we felt that the food truck will help us to get our name out there. And so we got the food truck maybe one year in. And then after we got the food truck, we just had so much business in the 3,000 square foot location. So we spoke to the owner of the building, and he allowed us to
open up our location. And so one of the tenants that was next door to us, he moved down, and we were able to open up our suite, and we were able to add more additional seating, and then we were also able to add a private party room. And so after that year, we just got so much business. The wait time on the weekends was just ridiculous. We said, you know, we needed to get another location. Started looking, and we found a location that was maybe a minute or so away from our first location. And this location was maybe three times the size of the location that we first started out in. And so we signed a lease on that and got that location. I think after that, that's when we got the opportunity to serve in the Colonial Life Arena. I'm good friends with Coach Staley, Dawn Staley of the women's basketball team of USC, and she was able to put in the good word for me to get us there. After we did that, then we got the second location off of Bower Parkway, which is on the other side of town in Columbia. And we did that because we had so many people travel across town to our location, and we figured that we needed something on the other side of town, and that's basically what we did. So it was all the right timing and making sure that we were doing it the right way, and then, God said it was the right move for us, and that's what we did.
Awesome. Well said. And certainly we do have a caller. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800. Caller, are you there?
Greetings, Reverend Towson. Greetings to all. I want to say thank you for this wonderful platform and your guest today, Sister Kiki. Great to hear how the Lord is expanding your entrepreneurship, your restaurant, and all the services you provide to your community. In my quest of ancestry, I find out that my people are out of South Carolina, so if I'm ever in the area, certainly will make it my business to stop by and be a blessing unto you. This is Lois Glenn Carter of the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Always happy to tune in with you on this platform on today, and always blessings to you. And happy Father's Day to all of the fathers, and blessings to all of our black men who stand in position to be fathers on today as well. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
And certainly, I too as well, my family is just a little further down I-20 in Aiken, South Carolina. So next time I'm on my way to Aiken, I'm just going to stop by one of those locations. I'll let you know in advance.
Sounds good.
And I'll try to send some of them little down the road up that way and dine. And Kiki's Chicken and Waffles. Put the word out.
I appreciate that.
All right. Let's do some shout-outs. We're almost at the end of the episode, so I want you to definitely shout out. I know that you're balancing being a business owner. You're balancing being a wife. You're balancing being a mother. You have a lot of hours in the day, don't you?
I wish. I wish. it's tough, but I get that question all the time. You know, how is it, you know, being a wife, a mom, and a boss? You know, it's tough, but the most important thing is setting time aside just for, you know, your family, just for church and meditating with God and reading your Bible. And, you know, then do your business stuff. So that's very important. Time management is very important, you know, in this business, especially when you have so many and you have 100-plus staff. It's a lot, but, you know, setting aside that time is very important.
Okay, well said. So let's shout out some people on today. Who would you like to shout out and not get in trouble? And so we know that if you miss somebody, we charge it to your head and not to your heart. But tell us who you would like to shout out today.
Well, for one, I'd like to shout out my dad, Robert L. Smith, Jr. of Charleston, South Carolina. You know, just instilling in me, you know, my dad doesn't have a business, but instilling in me as a father, you know, just so many advice and skills that I've learned as I grew up and, you know, as I'm still growing up. Thank you to him. And also thank you to my mom, Brenda Smith of Charleston, South Carolina, of just being that the mom that she needed to be. Sometimes as I have younger brothers and sisters, but when you have younger kids, they don't always want to listen. They're like, oh, my mom's being hard on me. But I appreciate my mom and dad for being hard on me and making sure that I was in my school books and making sure that I was doing what I was supposed to do. And that's because of the person I am today, and I appreciate them both for being my parents and loving me and being there for me.
Awesome. All right. Shout out to mom and dad. All right. Anybody else?
And then also probably a shout out to Richard Hendren of a local restaurant I used to work at because of him, I've learned a lot. A lot of people always ask, you're a good cook, but, how did you learn the restaurant side? And I basically learned the restaurant side from him. And if I did not know that stuff, I don't think I'd be able to make it because, it's a whole lot more than just cooking and sauteing in some pans and baking macaroni and cheese. Is more to it. So I appreciate him so much. And then also a shout out to my husband, partners in business and partners as husband and wife. And he basically, runs both of the locations, 24/7 of the day. So I appreciate him and happy Father's Day to my husband and to my dad.
Awesome. Well, we thank you, God, for the people that, make all this possible. We have a caller here. Once again, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Give us a shout out, 619-924-0800. Caller, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Marley. I wanted to shout out to my sister Kiki as well as her spouse and the little one. I am a fan of him and all his endeavors, and it is pray a hope and desire that everything you and your family still turns.
Thank you, Marlon.
Thank you. Thank you, Marlon.
My pleasure.
All right. So once again, give us your location and your website as well, because I'm sure many people want to experience the perfect menu.
Sure. So our first location is 7001 Park Lane Road, and we have another location. It's 1260 Bower Parkway, Columbia, South Carolina. We also serve in the Colonial Life Arena, where the Gamecocks play basketball and concerts are held in Columbia. And then we also have a food truck. And if you need additional information, you can find us at www.kikischickenandwaffles.com. You can Google us. You can also find us on Instagram at Kiki's Chicken. And we also have a Facebook page as well where you can get additional information.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us on this Saturday afternoon. And certainly you want all of our listeners to be reminded, if perhaps you missed the first part of this interview on today, we want you to know that all of our episodes are archived. And so you can listen at any time on Vox Talk Radio, on iTunes, on Google Play, or Spotify. And certainly we want you, if you're in the Columbia area, to shout out and sit down and dine at Kiki's Chicken and Waffles. Or if you're in the area and you don't have time to sit down, we want you to visit the food truck. Or if you're at a sporting event, we want you to stop by as well. You have several options to be a blessing and to support our young entrepreneurs and business people that are business-minded and certainly that are being a productive part of our community and society. And so many times we hear so many negative things that are going on, and we rarely hear about the good things that are going on. And certainly this is just a good story that is going on. This is a good testimony of what is going on, of faith and overcoming trials and tribulations and being all that God would have us to be. And so we thank you, Kiki, for sharing with us. We have about 10 minutes left. Thank you. You've given us a shout out. So we thank God for your family, your friends, your entrepreneurs. What would you like to say in conclusion to our listeners, or words of advice that you would like to give to someone that's being an entrepreneur, or words of wisdom to some young lady out there, some young man, some person that may be a minority, a person that may have some disadvantages or disabilities or things going on in their life that would suggest anything other than greatness?
Words of advice I would give is, you know, so many people want to, you know, jump the process and not take the time to actually go through the process with starting a business or doing anything that they have a dream or goal to do. You know, it takes time. You know, trust the process. It takes time to build a business. You know, if you want to start a business, you know, do your research. Take the time to brainstorm your ideas and get you a mentor, someone you can talk to that's going to speak positivity in your life and leave the negativity, you know, outside, because when you take in the negativity, that's when you start to, you know, think about the negativity. But, you know, think of the positive and write down your thoughts and what you want to do, your goals, write them down. It helps out a lot. And, you know, do something that you enjoy doing in business, you know, and then taking that and making a business around that is important, because you don't want to do something that you see someone else doing and you see them so successful, because you don't know exactly how they got to what they have or how they got to, you know, having that business. You know, just basically, you know, start with something that you enjoy doing and grow with that. But if you, you know, have an idea of what you want to do, trust the process. That's so important. Trust the process and keep God first in everything, and it's going to work out for your good, I promise you. That's pretty much it.
Awesome. Well, again, I thank you for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon, and I agree with you. We have to trust the process, and it sounds cliche-ish, and sometimes, many times, people say, you see my glory, but you don't know the story, and certainly, but this is, it's true. It's a reality, and we know that better is the end of a thing. And the Bible lets us know, despise not the day of small beginnings, and certainly, we all have to start somewhere, and so we encourage you and challenge our listeners today to despise not the day of small beginnings. We encourage you to launch out into the deep. We encourage you to fulfill your dreams and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So keep God first in your life. And so once again, we are going to conclude in prayer. And once again, tell us who you are and where you're from and who you're listening to.
Well, this is Kiki Cyrus of Kiki's Chicken and Waffles of Columbia, South Carolina, and you're listening to Global Gospel.
Awesome. We thank God for you again sharing with us today. Are you going to close us out in prayer, or I'm going to do that?
I'll let you do that.
You let me do it. Okay. Again, thank you all for sharing. We once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we are on Spotify, we are on Google Play, and Apple iTunes. You can reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. God, we thank you for another day that we have never seen before, God. We thank you for your servant, Kiki. We thank you for her husband, her child, her family, her friends, all that make a part of her community, all that have been a blessing, God. We ask you to continue to bless them, that they continue to prosper and be in health, even as their souls shall prosper. God, we thank you for everyone that's listening on today. We pray that today somebody was encouraged, inspired, uplifted by the power of this testimony and this story, God. And God, as we conclude this particular episode, we ask you to continue to keep us covered with your blood, continue to give us your traveling mercy, continue to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming in and going out. God, make us a blessing to others, that when you bless us, we bless somebody else. And God, we thank you for all things, and we praise you for all things. And if we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us conclude with Reverend James Cleveland. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. If anyone should ever write my life story, and certainly we all have a story to tell, but Jesus is the best thing. God bless you, and tune in next week.
ever happened.